and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad that you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick things up here in John chapter 5, verse number 39. John 5, verse 39. The Lord Jesus Christ here dealing with these Jews, the religious leadership of the day here. He's talked to them about him not needing the witness of man, but there's a greater witness than that that speaks. I believe that's talking about the witness of the Scriptures. The Lord brings them to that in verse number 39, where he says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life." And of course, the Jews, having been given the law by the Lord to Moses, that was appropriate, it was right for them to have that and keep that and obey the Lord in that. But all of those things in the Old Testament Scriptures, all those things prophetically and the Mosaic and ceremonial and sacrificial law, they all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, in them, in those Scriptures, you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. It is, the Scripture is the Lord's story. It is, as one brother said, history is his story. The account in the Scripture, all of the operation in this world and the working of God in this world has all been pointing to Christ. It is Christ's work. John told us in the beginning of his gospel that Jesus was there. The Word was there in the beginning with God, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Lord Jesus Christ was at the creation. He is the Savior. He is our, we that are saved, he is our great high priest that intercedes for us now, that made the sacrifice on behalf of his people, and then is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us now. And one day, it is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to come back as judge, as this chapter has told us, and then he will be set himself up as he is due and will be given of him of the Father to be set up as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the all in all. He tells them here in verse 39, the Scriptures that you look into for eternal life, they tell about me, and eternal life is in Jesus. And then in verse 40, he tells them very plainly, very straightforward, this is the reason sinners are not saved, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Not talking about physical life, but talking about spiritual life, talking about everlasting life. The sinner that will not come to the Lord Jesus Christ will not have everlasting life. In him is life, and there is none other, as John's already told us earlier in this book, this Gospel of John. Verse 41, I receive not honor from men. The Lord doesn't need the sanction of men, the sanction of mankind, the sanction of a nation to uphold his calling and his directive from the Father. He doesn't need that. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, verse 42, that ye have not the love of God in you. How's that manifested? Well, they rejected the Savior. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that had been prophesied that the Father would send. You don't have the love of God in you. Verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. And oh man, this is really an indictment against the leadership, the Jewish leadership in that day, in the Lord's day, in the day of his ministry. I'm coming not promoting myself, the Lord Jesus Christ says, but I come in the name of my heaven, my Father, the God the Father. I come in his name. I do works and do that which is pleasing and ordained of the Father for me to do, that, and I do that which is according to the Scripture, and according to that which has been prophesied, and you won't receive it. And that's the way it is with mankind. We do not want, naturally, we do not want a salvation that doesn't have its genesis and have its start and its basis in ourselves. Naturally, it's what we don't want that. We don't want a salvation that doesn't involve us. But salvation of the soul does not involve the sinner, but it involves the Lord Jesus Christ, his desire to save sinners, his desire to make a way that sinners can be saved, and his visitation of the truth to tell us about our need and to show us Christ crucified, being buried and risen again from the dead for the salvation of sinners' souls. We don't like that naturally. That's the offense of the cross that's there, is that sinners cannot save themselves. We need something external to us to save us. He said, if one comes here in their own name, verse 43 in the latter part, if another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. You'll receive a freelancer that's just out here of his own way, his own ministry, his own desire, his own doctrine, his own word. If he comes in his own name, you'll just lap him right up. You'll take him. But I, coming in my Father's name, you will not receive. Verse 44, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? So how is it that you can believe? Mankind is so political, so self-righteous, so self-centered, so self-enamored. How can you believe? Because you are so stuck on you, he says. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? That's what sinners need, is the honor that comes from God, the salvation that comes from God. The bottom line is, and maybe I've said it here on the broadcast before, I'll say it again if that's so, a life without the Lord on His terms will yield an eternity without the Lord on His terms. That's the way that it is. Hear that. A life in this life without the Lord on His terms, His salvation, His way, will yield an eternity without the Lord on His terms. He's the Creator. He's the one that sinners need to reckon with about our condition, the need of our soul, our sin, and such as that. How can you believe, verse 44, which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? See, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is going to be honored. Hebrews speaks to us about that there in the first chapter. The Lord was faithful to obey the Father, and the Lord has taken Him. God the Father has taken and highly exalted Him. And that's the way it is with us. Same pattern, same way. We don't need to seek to honor ourselves, but we need to seek to obey to the Lord and submit to the Lord, and He will take care of lifting us up, honoring us up. Honoring us. Verse number 45, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. And so here he's speaking directly to the Jews, and he's saying here, I don't have to accuse you to the Father. I don't have to make an accusation to the Father about your disobedience and your rejection of the Scripture and your rejection of me. There's one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. They trust in Moses. That's going to be manifested here in the next chapter. Moses was to be held in high esteem, a prophet of the Lord, a leader sent by God to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. A man used by God to write the first five books of the Scripture. And he said, you trust in Moses. You hold him in very high esteem. There's no need for me to accuse you to the Father, because Moses will accuse you to the Father. Verse 46, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. And there, that coming back to what was said in verse 39, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Moses wrote down that which God had given him, and they said, Moses accuses you because you won't believe Moses and the testimony of Moses. He said, if you would believe that and what he wrote, you would, if you believe that, you would believe me, you would receive me. Remember that it is Moses back in the Old Testament scriptures, I believe in the book of Deuteronomy, where Moses writes, he says that the Lord will raise up a prophet from amongst you, from amongst your brethren, like unto me. And he says, unto him shall ye hearken. Ye shall hearken. It is a prophecy. About the raising up and the bringing, the causing to come of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he indeed is a prophet like unto Moses. And he told the people that it would be so in those writings. And the people here, the Jews here, they were offended at Christ. They just could not receive Christ. They could not take the way that the Lord sought to do things. And the Lord Jesus Christ coming meek and lowly, they just could not receive it. But Moses wrote, and the prophets wrote, that Jesus would come. For if ye had, verse 46, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Verse 47, but if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? The scripture, I tell you what, the scripture is that which is tells us about the mind and the way of God. If you and I claim to know God, if you and I claim to be saved by the Lord, if you are a sinner that has not been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the scripture that tells about the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. It is the scripture that tells us who have been saved, his people, about the Lord. It is the scripture and the scripture all coming together, agreeing together about those things that the Lord has given, to tell about salvation of the soul, to tell about everlasting life, to tell about service of the child of God in his church. It tells us about everything, about the mind of God, the way of God, the purpose of God, everything that the Lord wants us to know. It is in the Scripture, and all of the Scripture indeed speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ coming, the sending of the Son by the Father, and the Son becoming flesh, so that he might be a Savior suitable for meet for those men, the mankind, his children that he would save. That is the work of God, and it's all manifested and shown forth and brought forth in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thank you for tuning in to our broadcast this week. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.